The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Wednesday. Don't say it, Nick. Don't say it, Nicola Duke. Do not say it. Okay? Do not say it other than any other day apart from Wednesday. I'm joined by the Queen of Crypto. Do you know what? Are you there, Nick?
I'm here. Right. I'm just not allowed to say hump day, so I'm being quiet.
Oh, Nicola. Nicoli, okay. Nicoloo, Nicola.
No.
So, do you know what annoyed me a little bit, right? I was on Twitter, as I am, of the morning. and Sky News there. There's a little film saying, here's Meghan Markle's mother leaving her house ready for the wedding. This is in America. They're filming her front door. Meghan Markle, comes out. Her mother comes out. Obviously, seeing all the people filming here, a bit self-conscious.
You're just trying to wind me up with this stuff.
Getting into a car or help someone get. And I replied saying, "Listen, doesn't matter how you dress it up or what your ulterior motive is. This is close to stalking. You are stalking someone here. It's Meghan Markle's mother in America.
No.
And you are at the front door of her filming her to come out of her house. Leave her alone.
I am sorry, but these royals, they want us all to pay attention.
She's not a royal.
Stand in the street.
Meghan Markle's mother's not a royal. Is she?
Okay.
She's just a lady who happens to be the mother of Meghan Markle, who's marrying a prince. But you can't stalk people. It's dreadful. That's how they drove Diana to her death, by stalking her every minute of the day. Leave these people alone. I understand Meghan Markle, yes, and Prince Harry, yes. Fair enough, but their mother, you're standing on a doorstep. Her mother, she's just going to a wedding. Leave her alone.
Okay, the way these people are hyping this wedding, and I'm talking about the royal family, and giving a big thing in Windsor, and hundreds of troops and policemen and all the rest of it. You know what? They should expect this.
Yeah, but when the wedding's over,
think people are going to stalk her mother once the wedding's over? Of course not.
No, I know, but it shouldn't be done now. Meghan Markle's mother has no choice over her marrying Prince William.
I don't want to see any of them. I don't even want to see Harry and Meghan.
You fibber. Well, stop having a tattoo done then on your arm of them kissing. You've got a tattoo of them deep kissing on your arm.
I can't stand any of them, honestly. The only good thing about this wedding is it reduces a little bit of the inbreeding.
No, I'm talking about here is basically, the press and media infringing upon someone's privacy. That's got it's not her choice to be involved in that. She's going along to the wedding. That's why her father isn't going, because he's a bit of a recluse and he's shy, but they're also stalking him. And I'm thinking, hang on, years ago when you stalked Diana and she died, they traced her through that thing. You've got to sort of, and they sort of police themselves, the press, and they say, well, that's not very good policing. You're not policing yourself very well if you're stalking someone. Anyway, let's get into charts, because people are listening to this thing. Is this the right podcast for charts and stuff? We're talking about the royal wedding.
Let's
here.
Put some charts up. Charts.
I'm getting too annoyed. I'm really annoyed by that, by Sky News. Idiots. Just calm down, everyone. Just get off.
Okay, what is the name of that really rude woman on Sky? I can't stand her.
Kay Burley.
And
I can't stand her either. I don't know why. I suspect she's not very nice in real life. I don't know why I'm saying that. That's a nasty thing to say. But anyway,
I agree.
Yeah. Let's look at the charts at Phalanx Group. FLX is the ticker. They're a cybersecurity company. They've announced a couple of contracts here today and what they're worth to them. FLX, new contracts. So what do you reckon, FLX on the chart, Nicola?
I love how FLX looks on the chart. Today, we went above the 200-day moving average for the first time since November, which is huge. It's a great, great result. Now, obviously, we need to stay above it, and that 200-day moving average is at 5.6. If we can stay above that 200 moving average and 5.6, and then if we can clear 6.15, which is the highs that we made in February, we're going to break out from a big wedge consolidation and an equal measured move lower. This has made an ABC correction, two equal swings lower from last May's high. And so I'm looking for new highs if we can rally from here. And I'm looking for 12 first and then 14.5, potentially 16.5. But we need to close and trade above 6.25 and break out from this wedge.
Yes, and it's just sitting on that, just below that 200-day moving average,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the next one is, Nikolai, it's a Jangard of Mines, Jan. All right, Jan. Now, they announced the resource update to upgrade yesterday, and they've got quite an impressive asset for a company that's like a sub-8 million market cap or something like that. It's big, it's going to be, you know, a cash chucker out. It's going to chuck some cash out. But I think what the problem is here, people are caught on to the fact they may need to raise some funds beforehand, and so people are wary about getting in here, because obviously it'll probably be a raising that's a little bit of a discount maybe, because you're a resource stock with no revenue. But some people say they won't raise below 5p, so who knows? But yeah, at this level, I've written about this company, at this level, I wrote this level, the IPO, by the way, is 5p, so, you know, and it's below that. And so, what do you reckon, Nick? Jan?
You know, markets like to make swings of equal distance, or what I call equal measured moves. And when I do all of the projections for where is the support and the equal measured move and stuff in this coin, in this stock, it all comes in around 3.6, between 3.58 and 3.61. And so although we had a pretty nice double bottom around 3.66, we didn't quite reach the ideal level. So I think that this has slowed down a lot and we're really close to a low. So I'm expecting this, on this move lower today that we're seeing, us to either hold the lows or make a very slight new low around 3.6. And then I think there's a very good chance that we bottom here and see a decent rally. And back to the first target would be back to the 200-day moving average around 4.6. And then if we can get above that, then we have made a decent reversal and we can look much higher from there. But I would stay with 4.6 for now and look for a bottom around 3.6.
Okay, we had a request. You weren't here yesterday, but the day before, we had a request for IQE. Now, the person who requested that was on Facebook, the Facebook Live, as we're talking now. But he's probably not here now. I don't know if he is, put your hand and say, yay! IQE, Nicola, what do you reckon on the chat there?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the weekly chart in this one, because the end of last year, start of this year, we had a really sharp correction in IQE, and now we're kind of reverberating within the range of that correction. I think that we'll see another leg higher from here. We're either going to go to about 1.62, which would be that equal measured move, or if we're going to resume an uptrend, then the next target is between 2.4 and between 204 and 206. So 162 is my first upside target, and then 204 if we resume the uptrend. Now, if we stop at 162, which is the lower of those ones, then I think that we're still in a bit of correction and we should look for a dip back before we buy again. But we're not going to do either of those targets if we can't get above the 200-day moving average, which is at 133, that's where we're slowing up and we're underneath. So above 133, look for 162 or 204. Otherwise, we'll just keep going sideways in this one and potentially lower.
Okay. So next one is a request also, Metal Tiger, MTR. What do you reckon here, Nicolas?
Yeah, now Metal Tiger has gone tighter and tighter in this declining wedge pattern. If we draw it from March of last year, then we're really nearly at the apex of this pattern, which I don't like to see. I like to see it break out ahead of the apex. But if we start our wedge consolidation in September of 2017, then you can see that this is still a really, really good looking pattern, and we're looking for a breakout. We're back above the 200-day moving average, headed to the top of this range now. I think if we trade above 2.4, then we will have a breakout from this wedge consolidation. First target will be a return to the 2017 highs in March around 3.3 or 3.4, but my first measured target after that is 3.85 and then 4.49, and potentially we continue higher to 6.15. That's, you know, in the far distance. Short term, 3.85 and 4.49 are very achievable.
Okay, that was Wayne apparently looking at IQE, so thanks for the info. No problem, Wayne. Thank you. So the next, the last one is Webis Holdings. It's gone berserk, gone bananas, gone nuts, crazy. It was like a rocket in the last few days. B because, obviously the web is the ticker there, WEB, because they've opened up to sports gambling in the US in certain states. And this is where this company is they got, I think they got a website at the track or something like that, or something they're involved in that sort of space. But it went absolutely bananas on the chart. So what do you reckon, Nick, on web? Will it have a pullback? Where to? What do you reckon?
I think it will have a pullback. So if we look at this chart and where we couldn't get above, when this stock first opened back in 2007, November, the highs were 5.34. And we've never, you know, we've really struggled there. It's been become quite a resistance level. And most of the time, this stock has always been trading underneath its issue level. And so that, again, was the highs this week. So I'm showing you this on the weekly because I want to show you where the weekly fibs are. That's where we couldn't close above. And not only that, that was the high today. I do think we'll see a pullback here. I've got two levels. 3.94, which is the low today, is 50% of the highs to the lows in this stock. So a good pivot level. If we hold above 3.94, a very good chance that we go and have another attempt at that 5.34 resistance and potentially break it. But I think that we may need a second swing lower and really, really good support. The prior highs in this stock from 2016 and from 2017 come in around 2.84. So I think 2.84 to 3 down there should be really good support. And I would be a buyer there looking for another attempt at going higher.
Lovely. Nicola, you're lovely. Everything's lovely about you.
BT's not lovely, is it?
BT is a horrible dog.
Horrible. Flea-ridden dog, yes.
What is going on there? This is what I think, Nick. And this is listen, you can use this phrase. You can use this phrase. Never been used before in technical analysis. This is a phrase that's fantastic. It's amazing. It's called trampoline support. All right? Now, you can use that in future TA. What I'm saying is this.
Trampoline support.
Yeah, £200, 200 pennies is trampoline support for BT. That means it's not
it
a hard support.
Let me
finish, Nick. Let me finish my point, Nicola Duke, please. Let me finish. So okay. It will bounce. So the support will be there. But like a trampoline, it will go down to about 189, 188 maybe, bounce back up aggressively. I don't know where the bounce levels are, but so I'd be looking at this. This is I just tweeted this out earlier. People said, when's news due? Don't worry about news. On bigger stocks, it's not about news, it's about valuation. And BT, the sort of full year figures showed pre-tax profit of 2.6 billion, right? That means they're trading their valuation. They're only 7.7 times their profit. That is low. That is quite cheap for a stock like this. They're also got now a 7.5% dividend, which, where would you get that? Where would you start investing now? That if you just got the dividends throughout the year, you'd earn 7.5% pretty much. So that's decent. So that's a cheap stock. So all you're looking at the moment is sentiment. Sentiment is bad, down on BT. When will that change? It'll change after the herd jump in. It'll change before, basically. It'll start moving, so it'll find support, early people start buying in, and then when it starts to really move, sentiment will change, but you'll be too late by then. But I think trampoline support, £2.
Okay, good luck.
Your turn.
Okay, I think that I agree with you. £202 is really good support. Very good if you go trawl all the way back, 2012. Really nice lows in 2012. It was the highs in 2011, that level. So, yeah, it is great support. We can go back further. We can look at the lows in 2006. It was the low price at the end of 2005. It was the high price in the summer of 2004. So there's no question that 200 is a really good bounce pivot level. But if we look at, I know we're not going to mention the F word, but if we do look at the Fibonacci word, that'll be 162.
What? No, you've got to be kidding. I'll just prove to you that Fibonacci is absolutely wrong in this, because it won't apply to this stock at all. It hasn't previously, is it, really?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yanni... Oh, I can sense you get a bit, little bit touchy there. A little bit touchy. Yanni or Laurel? What do you reckon it is?
Hello, Yanni. What does he want?
No, have you seen that thing on doing the rounds on Twitter and stuff from social media? Do you remember a while back there was that black dress, and some people saw it as black, some people saw it as white with gold, some people saw black.
I haven't seen the new one.
Well, there's an audio thing, right, and they play it, and to me it sounds like Laurel, but some people are hearing it as Yanni, and I think, how can you mistake that? And yet people are split down the middle, say, that's Yanni, and other people are saying, no, it's Laurel. Laurel.
Okay, let me listen.
You can go online. You'll find.
Just I'll go online and find it.
Laurel Yanni, and I mean, I just think it's definitely Laurel, isn't it? Anyway, cheers for that, Nick. And by the way, you can see the video at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.